कांता भाई सामने ही बैठी है, एक बार बात कर लो ना आप, बहुत तैयार करती है आपसे।
हाँ तो नाके टप्पी दे देगा उसको।
सर ये यहाँ का जू बीच है,
जाके डूब के मर जाए।
What's happening, Munchers? My name is Harsh.
And I'm Shreyas.
Welcome back to Good Bad and Filmy. We guys are back with another review, which
yes,
is...
Netflix, baby. Sacred Games Season 2.
Yeah, so this, the series picks up right where Season 1 left off. There's a lot of, you know, mystery still around what's happening.
Yeah.
Mumbai is coming to an end in 25 days. 15 days now, I think.
12 days.
12, 15 days? 15 something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so again, it picks up exactly where Season 1 left off. Sartaj and his team are trying to investigate and put everything like
together,
put all the pieces together, right? Understand what's happening.
Yeah.
And we find out more about
Gaitonde's
past.
Past, which means a lot of
banch. Yeah, a lot of that there. And Pankaj Srivati, man.
Oh yeah,
his third father,
and Guruji.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very scintillating, emanating character.
Absolutely, I had
lots
a lot
going on there,
at least. Yeah, right. And so what I love most about this series, as of now at least, for Indian filmmaking right now,
it's a step up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just saying that the way everything is put together,
right,
the story, even the disjointed bits where they're doing the past and the present together, and they're bouncing back and forth between both of them.
Right.
I think it's done really well. So for me, I think that's what kind of elevates this series to like a really good series. So let's just get into the goods and
let's
talk about
it.
The goods. Yeah.
Okay, man.
First and foremost, I really want to talk about the production design and the way this series has been shot.
It's scaled up for sure.
It is so much better than anything Bollywood out there right now.
Agreed.
The production design, the set design, the way things are shot, the way things are framed.
Right.
The trippy effects when they're on drugs,
I really like
all that. Of it is done so well.
Right.
It just elevates the entire series for me, at least personally.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the moments, even the CGI, which
absolutely,
you don't really expect a lot out of, it was done pretty well. Like almost to the point that you don't even realize ki, yeah, how stupid is that or how glaringly, you know, it's right there. But it's done, they've done it so
really
well that you almost don't even notice and just accept as a part of the story. So that was really cool, yeah, for sure.
And apart from that, the characters are back.
Oh, they're huge.
They're really, really big,
yeah. Appu and Ashwathama.
Yeah, Pankaj Tripathi is a big part of the series.
Yes.
He's phenomenal as Guruji.
Right.
He's a very mystical figure.
Yeah, he's...
But controversial at the same time.
Oh my God, like he's like the... Like the worst villain type of person that you can have, but he's always calm.
He's always in control. He's always in control. And those are the worst villains, man. They're the most menacing because you know they on their faces they don't seem like villains.
Menacing,
but he is the one who's driving this entire plot.
Right.
You find out in season 2, he's the one who's driving this entire plot of whatever's gonna happen to Mumbai, not ruining it.
Yeah, and it's very Thanos-like where they wanna like get rid of the world and like bring order to this new world, and they've almost like given up on this world and they're like, yeah, we have to start afresh and this is this new world.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot of like propaganda cult level stuff.
Absolutely. This is a cult more or less. They have like proper followers, there are hundreds of followers.
Yes.
And they're doing some creepy ass shit, all of them together, man.
Totally. And yeah, even stuff in and around like supporting cast, we have a character called Jojo, who if you remember season 1 right in the starting, she's the one who's actually crawling on the floor.
Yeah, she's the one who's dead.
Yeah, and you know, Gaitonde ends up, you know, shooting her and then
so
that's
there's a lot of exploration of her past as well.
Totally.
Her and Gaitonde's chemistry, there's some sparks there.
Yes.
So all of that is explored. Gaitonde, Nawazuddin Siddiqui, as usual, is phenomenal. Every time he's on the screen, you can't take your eyes off screen, and his abuses.
Yeah, I think in his contract, in the script, there was like minimum 3 galis, pre-script, subscript, everything. So yeah, that was really cool. I enjoyed that personally.
I loved it. Yeah. Oh, and this actually elevates. If talking about all of this, they've shown sex in Indian cinema for the first time. Like how sex is supposed to be, rather than just two flowers kind of doing, you know, kissing each other, and otherwise people just bursting out into a song.
Right.
They've shown sex. I was like, wow, that's new.
Yeah, I mean, in season 1, there was this like full-blown topless scene and stuff, but here they've shown it from like there's a lot of group sexy stuff going on, which was weird.
The ashram, the whole Osho kind of vibe.
They were trying to do that.
Right.
Yeah, and like we're talking about supporting cast.
They just went for it, man. Very surprising.
Totally, and so much better than Radhika Apte, Anjali Mathur, was Yadav, ma'am. This raw operative now who's sort of like, and she was...
She's always in charge, oh my man. God. She's like Amanda Waller.
Totally.
She's like the wall.
Yeah, and she's this very innocent-looking, bichari, auntie-type sort of person. She doesn't talk loudly. She's very soft-spoken. Yeah. But she has Guy Tonde by the balls.
All the time.
So, yeah, that was really cool.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm guessing kind of that kind of puts an end to my goods here. What about you, man?
Yeah, I think I'm done as well.
Let's get into the bad.
Plot. There's just way too much going on, and in terms of like subplots also as well, like you almost get lost in the way they're showing stuff, which like makes it not tolerable. Yes, it's engaging, it's interesting, but in terms of, you know, what's actually going on, and to end up to the penultimate bit, I was feeling at a loss. I'm like, what the f- is that? Like, that was just like unnecessary almost.
There are a billion people in the show. There are a billion names that you will not recall.
Yeah.
The plot is really convoluted. To get from point A to B, they go through X, Y, Z. So yeah, it's a pain just keeping up with all of it. Season 1 did much better in my opinion. By 2, by the time you reach Guruji and his arc, and then you understand what's happening behind the scenes, there's just so much going on here that you just feel lost by the end of it.
Yeah.
Also, not to give anything away, no spoilers here. But the finale, the ending of the series, it ends in a cliffhanger, which makes no sense. I have no idea what these guys were thinking. Right. I personally, for one, hope there's no season 3 or 4.
I think that has to be, because the way they ended it, there has to be a continuation. But the shitty part is that the source material from the book is over.
Absolutely. So they have to start from scratch. Even the characters, there's not too much that you can do with characters
now.
Exactly. Left either. So I have no idea whether they're going to go from here, but yeah, absolutely, season 1 did much, much better all in all, and season 2, I think, messed it up big time for me.
Yeah.
There are so many subplots that they try wrapping up in just those 8 episodes, and it's too less of, like, even we saw this with Game of Thrones as well, right?
Yes.
They tried forcing so much in so many, so little episodes, the number of episodes so little that...
So few,
yeah. That just didn't work out.
Yeah, which is why, like, so many people happen almost too quick. Like, there's a part of the story where Guy Tonde is obviously not in India anymore, not in Bombay, and he has to do the same kind of underworld gangster stuff, you know, make his mark in the you know, sort of banned substances area, and within seconds, like, he's there, he's
done
it.
Yeah. He's the king, yeah.
Yeah, and then he's bored and he's like, apun ko wapas jana. So, yeah, I mean, it's just too much happening too quick. Yeah,
it's all over the place, I would say. Right. The second season is all over the place.
Yeah.
It's not a bad watch, but yeah, there's a lot that it just leaves you wanting more.
Right.
So, all in all, I think the series does transcend Indian television for what it is.
Yeah.
I don't think we have anything better on Indian television by like any means or any length that's even close to what this series managed to pull off. Production design, the way it's shot, the way it's directed, the way it's framed, the effects, the graphics, all of it.
Good.
All in all, this actually does, you know, elevate our standards, I'd say, for Indian television.
Right.
But it does fly too close to the sun. At least season 2 flies too close to the sun and falls down.
Mm.
There's too much happening here, so I did not enjoy it as much as season 1.
Right.
And I'm really, really surprised that they put in a number of abuses and the number of sex scenes that they put in.
Come on, what do you say? This is what we need. I mean, coming from the abuser's perspective, like, Guy Tonde is still, like, owning every scene.
Everyone, no matter how big or how small, he's just spitting fire to their faces, those quips.
Yeah, I mean, there's one part where, you know, there's this guy called Trivedi, and, you know, they're all, like, searching for this for Guy Tonde, and he's, you know, hiding out in his bunker. And when he finally gets to meet him, he's like, oh, I need this one thing. And all Guy Tonde does, he literally turns around, lifts his kurta, nikale types, you know. So, like, yeah, I mean, like, even though he's down and out and he has to, like, almost work his way back from scratch, and, like, people are almost, like, puppeteering him, Guy Tonde still owns his shit, man. And he realizes it, but he's still, like, spewing it.
And for me, he's the one who just kept me on to the show. Like, I'm gravitating towards him and I'm watching this series.
Yep.
Specifically, Nawazuddin Siddiqui, man, what an actor, what a guy.
Right.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, and also about Guruji, where, like, the freaking ashram is like this world 5-7 star spa in Croatia.
It looks phenomenal. It looks something out of Blade Runner 2049.
That's what we said, like, it was like the yellowness and like the Jared Leto.
And just the design is so futuristic, like, and so, like, simple but nice and elegant. And I'm like, wow, man, the set design, these guys definitely had like a budget increase from season one. Yes. Clearly, half of it is shot abroad.
Yes.
Half of it is shot in like some 5-star, 7-star property.
Yes.
So I'm really happy for all of that, and I really hope we get more stuff like this really soon.
Yeah. So production wise, presentation wise, total like 2 thumbs up. But absolutely. I just wish. I mean, it does seem very much so that there will be more seasons. They want to make more money from this. People want to know what happens because they've ended it with a cliffhanger. But yeah, I'm not particularly looking forward to the story anymore.
Let's get into the ratings, man.
Yes. Considering that I did have a good time just watching Guy Tonde spew his stuff left, right, and center, but still, I mean, one time was enough for me, so yeah, I'm a clean one and done.
Yeah, for me, I had a little fun. Again, Guy Tonde, as usual, was kick-ass.
Yeah.
I really liked Saif Ali Khan's character. I loved Malcolm, the assassin. Yeah. I was like, why? Like, what's happening with him? Why don't they show more of him? Because I thought he was really intriguing.
Right.
But all in all, yeah, this season was not as good as the first one. I would give it worth a watch, maybe? Yeah, worth a watch. So that wraps up our review of Sacred Game Season 2.
Yep.
Let us know what you guys thought about the season in the comments below.
Yeah, because like the reviews that we've been seeing online, like they're saying X, like minus the ending.
They're very divided.
Yeah, minus the ending, they said it's insane.
Yeah.
I'm not on that train, sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of them said it's way better than Season 1. Some of them are like, what's happening here? It makes no sense.
Right.
I'm somewhere in the middle. I enjoyed it for at least one watch, two. I might not revisit again. If I do visit again, it will be only for Ganesh Guy Tonde.
It'll be for one scene for me.
Particularly one scene. Or a couple of scenes in particular.
Right.
But yeah, that's our review here. Let us know what you guys think. Like, share, subscribe as usual, guys.
Yo.
It was fun having you here. Be back for more.
See you. Pew.